Hi folks, I'm Martin, and this is a Kaput Radio special on a sad day for Nimbin Town. I woke up that morning by a friend's phone call telling me about a fire having burned some Nimbin icons in the main street. I didn't get a chance to interview anyone because the town was crowded with police and other officials, and no one was in the mood to talk. David Peace One Love got threatened by police while he was trying to videotape the location. So I just pass on this short audio clip illustrating it and an interview with the mayor of nearby city of Lismore commenting on the local FM broadcast media.
Excuse me, mate. Mate, you have to step out of the crime scene, mate. Okay, this is the crime scene. See this tape here?
Yeah,
it's a crime scene.
Okay.
So step out right now.
Sure, I was just getting it for historical.
Out right now, I'll arrest him.
Oh, okay, sure. It's getting a bit heavy. I'm just getting it for
mate,
historical.
Mate, I am. Yeah,
purposes.
You can do it from back here.
Sure.
Thank you. No worries. Step across again, I'm going to arrest you, all right? Okay. Okay. No worries, man.
Look, probably the most important buildings as far as tourism is concerned in Nimbin, the Nimbin Museum has gone and the Rainbow Cafe, part of a retail outlet, All Tribes, plus part of Bring a Bong, which was another retail and coffee outlet. So, yes, a devastating blow right in the centre of town, and I think Nimbin people are waking up in shock, many of whom manned the hoses last night to, or early hours of this morning, to dampen down the building surrounding it. And thank heavens for the local fire brigade and lots of the rural fire services around who helped prevent the fire from spreading further through a row of timber shops. So it's a timber-built town, and it could have been even worse. And no lives lost, fortunately. There's like a big gap, a blackened gap in the streetscape of Nimbin. So totally destroyed, and along with all their contents. And, of course, the Nimbin Museum had memorabilia and things that can never be replaced. The traces trace Nimbin history, particularly through the Aquarius Festival that was held there in 1973. So a terrible loss. The oldest building in the street is the hall, and that's well over 100 years. The buildings aren't that old, but still very old. I don't know the exact age, but they would be iconic buildings of Nimbin that have been there for a long time. It was the place in town for people to meet, whether it's tourists or locals. There are lots of other cafes in town, but this one and the fact that it was right in the middle of town is really a huge loss. Fortunately, the fire seems to have started there. I'm leaving it up to the fire services and jumped a small laneway and spread into the museum. Fortunately, there was a firewall a couple of shops along that prevented it from travelling to further shops with the help of course, the wonderful work from the fire brigades. So devastating. The town is closed to traffic. The school is through the town to the side a little bit. So I think arrangements have been made to get children to school, but lots of people will not be able to, and encourage not to go to Nimbin for at least this morning. But it's going to be a devastating loss and take quite some time for people to come to terms with it and comfort and support each other. Only heard that it seemed to have started in the Rainbow Cafe, so who knows how that started. Fires happen, and unfortunately they have a terrible impact, particularly on timber buildings that perhaps don't have the current day fire regulations. If they were being rebuilt now, they would. And we will address all those, and the council will be an integral part of addressing those as we progress. But in the first stage, I think it's supporting the villagers, supporting the Chamber of Commerce, the retailers, the other people who work and live in Nimbin. It's a very active community. And for example, up to, you know, half a dozen or more buses come into Nimbin, particularly from the coast, every day of tourists, full of tourists. So those tourists, I hope, will hear the stories of what was in the museum and the important things that have been lost. And in telling those stories, I would hope that the locals come to terms with this as well. It is our major tourist destination within the Lismore LGA, and and there are still lots to see. I certainly wouldn't want people to think that Nimbin is gone. The Rainbow Power Company, the sustainability push for all sorts of things that are happening there, plus the candle factory, plus the dairy, plus all the other businesses that are in town, the local shops that have wonderful local handmade produce, all sorts of things, and there are plenty of other cafes. So Nimbin will still continue to thrive, and it will come back to this. It's come back from worse, and in the long distance past, it's a community that pulls together fantastically. So while they are devastated, they will come back from this, and it might not be the same. It'll just be a new normal.
Right, well, we've got some really incredibly bad news out of Australia here. And unfortunately, I'd like to think this is a hoax, but, I mean, this won't be, because I know that this town is old and wooden. And I've often thought, gee, there's so many holes in the floorboards and people smoking cigarettes and stuff. Just by a bit of bad luck, this could have happened. I'd say this is arson. This is developers, because these little old buildings, you know, they suit the people who live around the area, and they certainly suit people who want an authentic experience. But these people who have done this know that they're the landowners, in other words, and they will be able to rebuild and it all be gentrified. That's where Nimbin is heading here.
Thank you for your interest. If you wish, you can find several YouTube videos and a link to local ABC radio on the website for this show. Catch you all again.